University of Texas graduate student Carson Stones used to get insurance through his parents' plan. Then he turned 26.
Once I turned 26, it was up to me. I paid for it the first time around, the first semester. After that, it just wasn't worth it to me anymore.
Under the Affordable Care Act, students are required to have health insurance beginning in 2014. If they don't get insurance, they get fined.
We realized that a lot of students had a lot of questions. They were sort of frustrated with the process. There's been so much media over the Affordable Care Act that no one's really focusing on students and why it's important for them.
Sarah Smith is trying to inform students about the law. She is with the Texas Public Research Interest Group. Smith is spending time at campuses like UT handing out guides for students on how to purchase a health plan. A big chunk of uninsured Texans are young, between 18 and 29 years old, according to the state. And while the health care law provides new options for them, the process can be confusing to navigate and end up turning students away. Smith says going without insurance could potentially have long-term consequences for young people.
Riding your bicycle down the street and you hit a pothole, you could be $10,000 in debt the next day and have no way to pay that off.
Some students who already have insurance will see their rates go up. That's because the law requires insurance companies to cover all medical costs. And there will soon be no lifetime limits on coverage. College students across the state who get insurance through their school, which costs about $1,200, saw their premiums go up by about $200 this year. Randy Starnes is with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Texas, which insures more than 35,000 students in the state. To offset the cost of unlimited coverage, Starnes says he expects costs to rise again, but doesn't know by how much.
You can't argue the fact that premiums are going up because of these changes. The changes make the product a better, a more robust product.
Meantime, young people buying insurance through the Federal Marketplace website will likely encounter the same slowdowns and glitches that have been widely reported since the site launched October 1st. That could add one more roadblock for students who might already be reluctant to sign up for coverage. Jody Serrano, KUT News.